720 WGN. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. We just got done talking to Eddie O about a half hour ago. Let's bring in the guy that's going to be doing the Winter Classic on Monday. It's the great Doc Emrick. Doc, how are you, sir?
Good to talk to you, Pete. Andrea and Mark and Percy. Is he still there?
Percy?
Percy the dog.
Percy, turkey. It's Wild Turkey who just walked out of the studio.
Oh, yes. It's Turkey. I'm sorry. I thought it was Percy. Okay.
Wild
He's
Turkey.
He's out of the studio?
Yes, he is.
He's probably winning all those friends up Michigan Avenue now. He sounds like a very adoptable dog.
What a
wonderful time you guys had.
Oh, it's a great black lab if anybody would like to adopt. Do you have a dog, Doc?
Yeah, we have two, and we're responsible for four others. We think they're the greatest souls on earth.
It's fun having a dog. Dogs make people happy. They really do.
Yeah, cats do too. We're equal opportunity owners of various creatures, but we really do love our dogs. That's for sure.
How many pets do you have?
Oh, we have horses. Some of them are rescues, and we have a soft heart that way. My wife, in particular, likes horses in a different way than Eddie does, I might add, and perhaps in a different way. With Andrea having $2 in her hand right now, headed for the pay window, in a different way, perhaps. But they're more pets than anything else. We actually, my wife put Santa hats on them for our Christmas card this year, and so it's kind of odd to see six horses with Santa hats on. But they're a lot of fun.
Doc, we spoke to Eddie O about a half hour ago, and I said, tell me about Doc's pregame ritual. And he said you do one thing and you can't be bothered. Do you know what that is? Do you know what he's talking about?
Oh, you know what? It's the 3-on-2s, because a lot of the 3-on-2s is part of the warm-up that lasts about 3 minutes.
Yep.
And I didn't realize that I couldn't be bothered during that time, but it is a time when he and I go over the combinations of lines and defense pairs that are going to be used for the games. And the coaches usually are reliable in what they show us at that time. And in some of the distant rinks where it's very difficult to pick out that 4-inch sleeve number, I want to see them and at least call them in my mind one time before I see them in the game. So I guess that might be the time that he's talking about.
Yep, but that's exactly what he said.
That's the time. He's pretty quiet about it, that's for sure.
He said you were very zoned in. That's the only time that you can't be bothered, because that's your time to assess the players. It really is.
Well, you know what? He's probably protecting me, and I don't even know it. But, yeah, that's the time we write those down and just sort of recommit them to memory, because I go to the morning practice for one of the same reasons, yeah. It's all a part of the preparation, but I find preparation is about as much fun as doing the game itself. And getting ready for one like the outdoor game. It used to be when we had the one in Buffalo with Pittsburgh, the very first one that was in the United States, we all wound up going the day before the game. And then after Crosby scored the shootout winner, and it was such a magical thing with the snow and all, and it took off unbelievably, now I go in 3 days ahead, because it seems like it really requires so much more. There are so many other events going on around. There's an alumni game, and there's a fireman's game that's going to be going on, and you just don't want to miss any of that.
Well, we talk about the alumni game a few times this week, and Wayne Gretzky is playing for the Blues. Most people don't remember Wayne Gretzky on the St. Louis Blues. He was there for a very short time.
Yeah, it was a time that Henri Brodeur is going to be a Blues goalie, I'm told, for at least part of a period. He never played for them, but he's in their hierarchy now. So I guess they want to win this thing, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe anybody that once was a part of the Blackhawks or thought about being a part of the Blackhawks should be in their lineup, too. I don't know. It's amazing what happens sometimes with these games. It's not like they become fiercely competitive because, you know, these guys have long ago retired. But I remember when Mike Keenan, who was Eddie Olczyk's coach in 94 when they won a championship together in New York, came into Philadelphia to coach against his old team, coaching alumni. He actually benched some guys in the third period because he still thought he had a chance to win. And
that's
there were some
Mike
guys
Keenan,
that were
though.
Really disappointed. That flew across the country, and they're sitting in the third period of an alumni game outdoors in Philly.
That is so Mike Keenan. Hey Doc, Blackhawks, most points in the Western Conference, tied for the second most in the league. Your opinion, how good are they?
Oh, really good. When you consider that they started the year with six guys that hadn't played for them before that were classified as rookies. You know, one was an older one, of course. But they're sixth in team defense. They're tied for second in goals for in the conference, which is not bad. They're tied with Minnesota, and only Edmonton has more. That's not bad. And when you consider how they started, and you consider also, you know, what has befallen them, that they've been without their captain for a stretch of time, that they were without Seabrook for a while, that Keith really wasn't strong at the beginning, and they won five of the last seven. I know the two that they didn't win are the last two, and Winnipeg sort of had their number this year, so that's what the challenge is. And they have had some time off, but, boy, they've got three games in 4 days, so they're going to go right back into it, and then they have the one in St. Louis. But, no, this is another one of those times. I believe I was talking with Steve at the very, very beginning of this year, and he was swearing off chocolate that day. It was the Andre, you might remember, I think it was the first week of January.
I remember, yes.
Worn off chocolate.
Yep.
And we were talking at that time about that was a time for Blackhawks fans in the pursuit of happiness to just sit still and be happy because it was a good time. Other than the two losses, if you settle all this down and say we started six rookies, we were without our best defense, two best defensemen at times, we lost our captain for a while. This is really not bad to be leading the conference and 1 point behind Columbus for the overall lead in the league.
Andrea, how long did the chocolate thing last, not eating chocolate for Steve?
Oh, a week? 2 weeks max?
Okay.
He's a chocoholic.
Not bad.
He doesn't have many vices, yeah. I have to say. You know, he really doesn't, but eating chocolate would be one, if you could even call it a vice. Right,
I remember bringing in a 5-pound bar later on in the spring because I thought it lasted longer than it did, and that was a reward. I didn't realize that it only went a week. Thank you, Andre.
I'm sorry. I meant a month, Doc. I meant it lasted
a month.
You meant
2 months.
But this was the biggest bar.
Fine.
What was it, like a 10-pound chocolate bar?
How big was the chocolate bar, Doc?
I think it was a 5.
5-pounder.
That was awesome.
And, Doc, you're going to be doing the Winter Classic on Monday. Does it ever get old? Because as a fan, I love it every single year. I love, of course, that the Blackhawks are in it, but I love just watching the game outdoors.
Yes, it's fun because it's unpredictable. And if you can imagine the weather map with all of the temperatures that we see every day all over the country, Dan Craig, who is the ice guru, has a map of the rink, and there are temperatures all over that rink map. And that is what he will show us the morning when we get there to give us an update on how the ice is holding up. And strange things can cause these games to be either delayed or can be a thumbs up. And, boy, we're going to go. And not only are we going to go, these ice conditions are going to be terrific.
Right.
The strangest thing is sun. And, of course, the other bad thing that we can have is rain. But if you have cold and overcast and you have some snow thrown in, that's just perfect. But I never get tired of these games and answer your question. And I'm so excited about it. I could talk too long, and I know you have commercials to sell. And we want to get that turkey dog adopted.
I love Doc's doing it all. Doc, really a pleasure to talk to you, man. I'm a huge fan, and I can't wait for Monday. Appreciate it.
It will be a lot of fun. It's so great listening to your station, and I thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Doc. Talk soon.
Happy New Year.
That is the great Doc Emrick. Of course, the Winter Classic happening Monday. Doc, Eddie O, and we'll have it live here on 720 WGN.